Welcome everyone to the Autumn Show, motivated by thought and inspired by life. From my heart to your ears, I speak. Caveat, this is a new series. I am hoping you are excited and ready for this because it's about to go down. I have a special guest and we are going to share a little bit of our life journey. Are you ready? Stay tuned. More to come. Welcome, everyone. So excited to jump into this episode. I do have my soul sister here, Shay. And we're going to jump into this special edition of the Autumn Show. We're going to be talking about religion to spirituality with the topic that is top of mind. When did you know there was more? What triggered your transition from religion to a spiritual life? Everybody, here's Shay.
Hey, y'all. Such a great question. Thanks for having me. Grateful and thankful to be here. And yes, you are my soul sister. Religion to spirituality. Honestly, I think I was aware of religion because I grew up in church, mm-hmm. but when I moved and was living on my own and wasn't going into a church, I knew that there was something missing, and I knew it didn't have to be me going into a church. And I think that is when I started to pull back the layers of
what is
spirit,
this?
Yeah, spirituality, and it's yeah.
Cool. Aloneness, having that time with self to like really just determine what I've always known. What do I do with it? You know, mm-hmm. you said looking at what kind of churches are around you, but not feeling the unction to go in any of them and trying to figure out, okay, well, I know of this way of living, but I'm going to try something new. How was that? Was it quiet? Was it lonely? Do you feel like you miss? What kind of church did you go to?
Growing up,
mm-hmm.
Pentecostal apostolic church, very, okay. very strict, you know. Mm-hmm.
Was it loud?
Yeah, very loud. Very loud.
So guys, I will say, yes, we went to the same church growing up, but I wanted her to share her view of what it was, because realistically everybody has their viewpoint, and I can't assume that what you experienced was the same thing that I experienced. But I know for me it was always loud, but then it was so quiet. What do I mean by that? I mean that there was so much being said, but yet there was still something that I didn't hear. And I think, to me, thinking of the question that's top of today, is that glimmer of the quiet was like the exploration for me. I didn't really tap into it too much during the church days either, because it was too much noise, too much things that was going on. But that was like, almost felt like a void that was needing to be filled. Mm. So what would you say in your quiet alone time, when you said pulling back layers, what triggered that? Was it a desire to do something, a desire to connect to God? Like, what was it for you?
I would say just seeing how my grandma was, you know, she was so into church and mm-hmm. God, right? So, but I was with her when we weren't at church, and she kind of was tried and true to this religion thing. And I knew that she knew God for herself, mm-hmm. but that was for her. So I knew seeing her sitting in her little chair, you know, with her coffee and her Bible. And when I used to be running around, she used to tell me, you need to get on one accord, you know, you need to get on one accord. And I just always remember her saying that. And I had no idea what she meant by that. I'm like, one accord? Come on. I'm like, bye. Like, what? You're forcing me to go to church. And now, you know, like Monday through Saturday, you're in this chair every morning and you're, you know, just soaking it all in. I knew it had to be deep to a certain extent.
Right.
And I was
like,
curious.
Something's drawing you
yeah.
to do this. Like, ma'am, why is you, it almost seems ritualistic.
Yeah, definitely.
To wake up, grab coffee, grab Bible. And mm-hmm. like the image that comes to mind is like thinking of an old man with his newspaper.
Right.
You know, like if you think of TV, you got your grandpop. He gets his coffee and he opens his newspaper. Like, what is the day gonna consist of? And who has newspapers now? I know we're in the era of the internet, mm-hmm. and with that, we now roll over and grab our phone and all of that. So okay, so you're in this exploration. You're reminiscent on grandmom in her morning tradition, mm-hmm. her morning ritual, her morning time with God. And she's demonstrating to you what relationship. You said that it was personal for her, what relationship looks yeah. like. I like that word. If we were to look at definitions, what would you say relationship based on what she was doing in relation to her relationship with God? What would you define that as?
Very intimate, consistent, open, definitely consistent. But I knew it was intimate because it wasn't for show. This was something that she was doing all the time. So when you say ritualistic, I'm like, I could definitely see that, her actions, you know. I knew that I was not anything like her, you know. I knew that I didn't have to wear a dress, or I didn't have to go to Bible study and Sunday school and church six times a week to have that relationship. I definitely did want to know God for myself. So
that's good.
Yeah.
And in that, I'm like, my mind is going and I'm thinking, like, the definition of relationship, the consistency, mm-hmm. and being able to see, like, there's something about her relationship to God that didn't require an audience.
Right.
I mean, thankfully, or, you know, happenstance, you lived with her. Mm-hmm. And so there was an opportunity for it's an audience of two, of one, you know, because of the youth that you were in, that you ain't have the ability to have your own space. So it's like,
right.
And I know everybody done had that moment. You live under my house, you mm-hmm. ride by my rules. Mm-hmm. And in that, it's like, okay, you got to see and witness her life, and the attraction was realistically just the core of what the religion component was, which was the relationship. So then mm-hmm. I ask, do you feel like in your alone time, that's what kind of stirred or transitioned your relationship with God, of being able to look at, like, okay, I don't need an audience
Absolutely.
For me to have this relationship with you. Absolutely. I can get my Bible and my coffee. Did you ever do that? Did you get your Bible and coffee too?
I mean, yeah, she had bought me Bibles and, you know, I am a coffee girl every day. But also too, I'm a visual.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I could read the Bible, but just the things that, you know, I was encountering and experiencing. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, my grandma's gone now, but it's like either they were her prayers or something, because God was showing me that I was protected and covered, you know, mm-hmm. just based on life experiences. And mm-hmm. so yeah, that solitude definitely intensified what this relationship is, and it's always evolving. I don't think spirituality ever ends. I think it just, it broadens and it gets more, if anything, more solid, if that's even the right word to say.
Yeah, that's a good perspective, because, you know, I remember the scripture, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And it's just like, you know, in any moment where life begins to do the thing called be life and be hard, be tough, be questionable, be happy, whatever, you know, whatever circumstance that life brings you to, and knowing like, hey, I'm going to get this thing for myself so then I can have it. But even when I don't know that I've got it, I still feel like, okay, there's something here, something holding me. There's something keeping me together. There's something keeping me sane. Hands up. Yeah, I have had moments where I felt so out of mind, like, okay, I have no clue what to do. And in the midst of not knowing what to do, it's just like, what do I turn to? And I can side with the grandma and coffee. Yeah. Oh my God. But for me in my house, it was the consistency of seeing prayer be had. Like, prayer was always had, and Bibles were always open on the bed. And to me, that was like the intimacy view of the relationship with God. And I remember for my own transition that I used to take a shower at night, and then when I was getting dressed, I would recite putting on the full armor of God while I got dressed in my pajamas. And then I would sit in the bed and I would talk to God like he was sitting right there in my bed. And for me, it was like, I remember hearing the older women in church talk about how God is like their everything, their confidant, their friend, their best friend, and all of these things. And then I did that. And again, I think the spirituality piece came to me in that solitude, because it was like, I don't know who to turn to. The only thing that I know that's consistent then to now is God himself. And I would say that in definition of what spirituality is or means to me, is just that, the relationship. And having that relationship with God is the biggest piece. So, talking about the definition of spirituality and looking at what life has been and where we are now. Thank you for answering those questions, Shay. In thinking and recanting, like, life back then, you know, growing up in a church setting and, you know, in the religion of Pentecostal and apostolic, do you feel like you carry any of that with you on a daily, like in your spiritual life now?
I would say yes, to a certain extent. So grateful for grandparents, you know, especially again the grandmas. I would say when I was younger, the idea of pretty much being forced to go to church ultimately had me feeling a resentment in a sense, because I didn't feel like I had a choice. But I do see the importance of knowing that this thing exists, what we consider God, right? So yes, I would say that it's helped me never forget, whether the good or the bad. I think though, the ideology behind it or the way of life that you're supposed to live, mm-hmm. I think it doesn't apply to me now, because I do believe that God loves me for exactly who I am, right? And there is no white or black when it comes to that love that we have for each other, right? I love God and God loves me. I'm not a Bible scripture quoter. I'm not that, you know. I still kind of get confused on the books and things like that, so I don't really I would say like read the Bible now.
No shade.
Yeah, because I have questions about it. A lot of things don't make sense to me, but one thing that does stand out is when, I don't know exactly the scripture, but I'm sure you do, right? That we're made in the likeness of God, right? And mm-hmm. so it ultimately makes me believe that God is not so much outward as he is inward. And the love that you have for God, you should have for yourself. And like, it's like, it really goes hand in hand, in my opinion. You know, when you think of having a relationship, I think you should have a relationship with yourself, you know, mm-hmm. first and foremost. You need to know yourself. You need to, you know, have complete awareness of who you are and what you are and why you are and how you are. And then move from there. I think that aura doesn't lie. I think that energy doesn't lie. I think you can look in somebody's eyes when you're aware. You can tell, you know. The devil isn't this big black thing or fire or at the bottom, right? He's all around. And so you have to be aware. And just like, I think spirituality, again, it's so deep. I think it is way deeper than religion. I think religion is just the surface of it. Because that's fair. Yeah, that's what I think.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. I like that. I think one of the things that I appreciate you sharing is how there is still an evolution, and mm-hmm. to be able to love yourself like God loves you. Mm-hmm. And it's like the consistency, again, showing up again, that consistency of spending time with God, with yourself, to get to know it, almost makes me feel like there is no end.
There isn't.
It's like the infinite understanding that you'll never know fully, because as humans we keep evolving, and depending on how you perceive God to be, is he limited to what he's always been, or is he evolutionary just the same? So it's like, when you think you know, you may not know. Because mm-hmm. I find myself looking at and listening, and Jay and I was just talking earlier about my old podcast, like when I first started and how it began, and like I started listening to some things, and like that was in 2018, and here we are in 2023. What? I don't even sound the same. Mm-hmm. And the things that I perceived then, some of those things are what I would consider fundamentals. But even in the fundamental of it, I feel like with time it gets deeper. So I like the analogy of looking, or the illustration of looking at religion as like the starting point. It's kind of the surface.
Yeah.
It's the visual. It's the visible. And spirituality is like the other side. Almost the invisible. Like what people on a regular basis don't necessarily see, but can feel.
Yeah.
Because I think now in space of evolution and time, I think that people connect clearer and more freely based on their spiritual connections than their religious connections. Because I find now in life, I come across all kinds of religion and religious people. Not even that they're religious, but it's like people have all these backgrounds of where they, you know, grew up in a church or not in a church. They knew God or they didn't know God. And now it's just like they believe in something spiritual, something that's bigger than who we are. And then the something that is flowing through life in everyone. And it's like you can then connect with people based on that. And so it's, to me, that's like the baseline, the core of it all. It's like it doesn't matter if you're in a dress or you have on makeup or no makeup. It doesn't matter if you're wearing a robe, you have on a cross necklace, or you went to confession. Like, none of those things truly really matter when we connect and we can feel, one, the connection and the purity of what relationship feels like, which to me is love.
Absolutely. And it's funny, as you were talking, I was thinking about my first tattoo was a cross, right? Like on my wrist, you know, because it's like, I'm so, you know,
I love God.
Yeah,
God
I love
me.
God.
such a symbolic thing, you know. You see rappers nowadays having cross tattoos all over, and it's just like, I'm a ride or die by the cross. No shade. I mean, I have virgin skin, but when you got it, what did you think of? Were you thinking of God? Were you thinking of your religion?
I was thinking definitely about God. I was, what, 17, 18? I was super young. And I know I'm not even supposed to get a tattoo, right? Like, per the religion, right? Like, and I'm like,
per
okay,
the
well,
lifestyle.
Yeah, if I'm going to get a tattoo, you know, it's going to be of a cross. That's funny.
Yeah, and it's like in thinking of that, and even the doing something outside of what was expected, and being able to feel comfortable and okay with. I don't ever see it as quote unquote rebellion versus curiosity.
Yeah,
and I feel like that to me is still the evolution of God, is like the curiosity that keeps drawing you back in to inquire something else. And Shay said that she's not a scripture reader or a scripture quoter. Meanwhile, here I go quoting scriptures in this episode, but it's okay, you know.
You get it, like, you get the stories, and so no, hey, there's no shade. I'm just being honest. You know. No. I can't, like, yeah, no, I mean.
And it's the thing that, to me, I would say, in thinking about the Bible, it meant, it was kind of like, for me, it was that thing that pushed me into a place of spirituality, because I would read the black and white. And I'd be like, but I feel like there's a little bit more here. There's more than what is being said. And I was more curious about that. And that would cause me to then go into those quiet spaces in my home and outside of the church and be like, what does this mean? And how does it apply to my life now? Because in church, I remember the women. And yes, the church for me was a place that was full of women and less of men, which that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But I just remember them talking about, like, the Bible being our source of truth. And it's the place that you can go to and get any answer you want. So it's like, for me, those were fundamental things that was thrown out in the religious world of church for me, and to carry that with me, and then that practice to show up in various stages of my life. I would say I can almost call it cliche, but the word saved me, because if I had not known a scripture in some moments to say when my mind was trying and I couldn't grasp anything, I could hold on to a scripture that would come up. And the scripture that comes to mind was, train up a child in the way that they should grow, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. And knowing that scripture and hearing that scripture over and over and over and over again as a child, now as an adult, I find it to be true. But it's not just the training of the word or the scriptures, but it's the behaviors. Like, as an adult, recanting our grandmothers' lives and how they lived and how they got up and got dressed and went to church, and they got up and got dressed and went to church, and like seeing that behavior, and it's like, okay, well, where is this coming from? And then seeing them in their intimate spaces with God gives an opportunity to then explore something which I consider the next generation of religion, which was and is spirituality, which I then, now at this stage of this conversation, I'd call it the relationship with God. Spirituality is, to me, is really the intimacy and the relationship with God, because it's invisible.
Yeah. And I have to add, and the relationship with yourself too, because that is, I feel like, the starting point. And I'm going to say something really quick too. It's like God will send you people, whether it's for eternity or short moments of time. And I've had two out-of-body experiences. And the second one that I had, I met someone. And I was out, actually, and they were sitting at this bar by themselves. And again, that soul-to-soul connection, or like whatever you believe, like, okay, in my past life or something, something is yielding me to this person. And so, to make a long story short, we had a relationship. And honestly, it was another chapter of this spirituality thing. And this was a man, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because we would sit and watch these different things on TV, but as we're sitting in our like Indian style, and he's like, we're talking about chakras and like the stars, it just was like, oh wow, there is like this whole thing, like more layers to this. And it's funny, there's because
more to this.
Yeah, it was right around the time where I was like going on this alcohol free thing, and like, just, I mean, I'm at the beginning. But I was so curious about the chakras and about just like the universe and about like the way we think, right? And I thought about, I remember when I found out my mom was killed, right? And something in my mind told me to act like it never happened, right? Mm. And so for all these years, I had acted like it never happened. Mm. Well, for one, it was like, wow, we are that powerful to, if you think something and force yourself to believe it, like, okay, I can force myself to act like something never happened. Like,
right.
Whoa. You know, and it's like
the power of the mind.
The power of the mind, right? Mm-hmm. And again, that's that spirituality piece. Even like, you quote scriptures, I quote affirmations, right? There's another situation where someone gave me a book. Thinking Grow Rich. It was one of those books back when I was like, I think 19 years old. And I was so intrigued by this book. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, if I want to be wealthy, I can like think that I'm wealthy and become wealthy? Or like, whoa, but it's true. Like, thoughts are powerful. Thoughts become things. I knew that God existed. I knew he was all around me. And I'm like, God, look, I might go to hell because I'm not going to be strict about this whole thing. I want to live life and see it for myself. Like,
I want to adventure.
Yeah, our grandmas are older. Like, they've already lived their life. My grandma told me stories about her life before she got saved. She was living, okay, on the edge. I'm like, I kind of want to live on the edge. I don't know. I got this little wild side. Can I see? But yeah, it's just.
Yeah. I mean, in that affirmation of being able to know that you can take this component of the mind, mm-hmm. and be able to then see something or unsee something and live out a life however you choose to think it. That is a scripture. As a man thinketh, so is he. Mm-hmm. And it's, to me, that's how the two worlds collide. Because sometimes things will show up for me in conversations with people, mm-hmm. such as this conversation that we're having. And I had a bar experience too. I had one. And I, when you said that, I was like, oh my God, like if I was to go to my grandmother now and tell her how I had a conversation with a man at a bar, wow. about God, how that would be perceived. And I know that it would be, I would be shut down. Like, that was not God. That was not, mm-hmm. it. But you couldn't have told, you, just as the hair stand up on my arm, you couldn't tell me that God wasn't in the midst, mm-hmm. of that conversation. Mm-hmm. Long Island, tropical Long Island, and all inside of, flowing inside of me. You couldn't have told me that God wasn't present. Because the depth of that conversation and the walk away, and even in this moment to recant something that happened years ago and know that the God presence was in him and me for us to connect, that's, for me, validation of the spirit world. Like, and to me, that's the part that's so amazing about this journey. Shay, thank you so much for opening up and coming on this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I really, really do. I think we may have some more because I feel like we're open-ended in our conversation, but it's an opportunity to leave everyone with the thought. And I throw the question back out. If you think of religion to spirituality, what does it mean to you? As an audience member, I'd encourage you to throw your answers out there. Throw them out there in the winds. They may come to us.
Yeah.
Because the wind is a part of spirit. And I'm excited. I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation and joining in. We will continue it the next time on the Autumn Show. Until next time. Namaste.
Namaste.